This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Welcome to the studio, Jacqueline Wilson. Hello.
Hi, it's lovely to be back here. I love this station.
Thank you so much for coming back. You're celebrating your brand new book, My Mum, yep. Tracy Beaker, which I have finished and absolutely loved.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
I adored it. Tell the listeners why you went back to Tracy, I guess. Why was she the pet character?
Do you know, I've been joking about bringing Tracy back as an adult for ages. And sometimes I've sort of riffed away when I'm talking to an audience saying, you know, if they've been asking me questions about Tracy Beaker as a child. And I said, I really ought to find out what she's like as an adult. Think of the titles you could have. Tracy Beaker, Single Mum. Tracy Beaker's Midlife Crisis. And I've gone on and on like this. And then last year I suddenly thought, why don't I actually find out what Tracy is really doing and what sort of a mum she would be? And the book is not written by Tracy herself. Well, it's not in her voice. It's in the voice of her daughter, Jess, who's 10, the very same age that Tracy was in the first book, the story of Tracy Beaker.
But she's very different to Tracy, isn't she? She's a lot more sensitive, and she's just a bit a quieter girl.
It's interesting in that she looks a spitting image of her mum, apart from her little glasses. But she is a different girl, as you say. However, though she's quieter and sensitive, she's a little bit of a chip off the old block. She can stand up for herself. She can be quite funny and feisty if the time is needed. But certainly nobody could rival Tracy for her personality.
Jess does have her own mind. So I don't think it's giving away too much to the listeners that in the book, Tracy gets a new boyfriend. And Jess is very adamant on her thoughts about the boyfriend and isn't quiet about it, doesn't hide it.
No, I think it's always very difficult if you're very close to your mum and there's just been the two of you and then a new boyfriend for the mum comes on the scene. I think for most kids, it takes them a little while to adjust because, you know, you don't really want to think of your mum in those terms of she's somebody's girlfriend. And whoever it is, even if they're absolutely lovely, they're a little bit of an intruder into your own special relationship.
Yeah, there's quite a few callbacks to previous Tracy Beaker books, which I think Tracy Beaker and Jacqueline Wilson fans will absolutely love. It's brilliant.
I tried very hard not to get too carried away because there are lots of children out there who've never even heard of Tracy Beaker, maybe missed out on seeing the long-running television series or whatever. And I wanted it not to matter in the slightest. You can just start this book about Jess and see what she thinks and realise she's got a lovely but very embarrassing at times mum, put it that way. But also, I did feel that anybody who was a real Tracy fan might actually find it fun to read My Mum, Tracy Beaker, and see some of these characters from the past. And people have told me when I've been talking about the book this past week or so, you know, is Justine Littlewood in it?
Yeah.
She's the one I want to meet
Absolutely.
Up with because Justine and Tracy were such great enemies when they were both kids in the children's home. And yes, Justine does make a pretty dynamic appearance.
She pops up, doesn't she?
Yeah. She pops up.
Yes, she says hello. Now, you mentioned Tracy Beaker on TV. Could we maybe imagine one day seeing Tracy Beaker as a mum on TV?
I think that's very, very possible. We're certainly in very positive discussions now, and I am crossing my fingers.
Yes.
But yes, I'm pretty certain.
Okay, I'm taking that as a Fun Kids exclusive.
Yes.
Brilliant stuff. Is there any character that you've written that you'd like to go back to eventually, a bit like Tracy? Anyone from the past you think would be fun to find out about?
I have had many requests to find out what's been happening to Ellie, Magda and Nadine. I wrote four girls
yes.
about them. And I wrote about them when they were 13. And it seems so long ago now because they didn't have mobile phones. Social media hadn't been invented. Life was so different
yeah.
then. And yet, underneath it all, those girls went through the same sort of turmoil and that modern girls do now. But heaps of girls have said, come on, we want to find out what they're like. And in fact, I'm not on social media very much myself, but there was a sort of little Twitter storm, a little drizzle, shall we say.
Well, that'll do, yeah, Twitter. That's enough, yeah.
Somebody had said, what do you think might happen to those girls? And there were lots of answers, really funny, very inventive ones that I remember reading at the time. Whether I ever go back to them and see if they have teenage girls now and how they might cope, and it might be fun to see from one of their daughter's point of view.
Yeah.
I rather hope that those three are still friends in some one way or another. But who knows? I think I don't want to be considered a one-trick pony, just right, she's resurrecting all her old characters. But just occasionally I'm tempted.
I think he should write one big book and just do lots of crossovers and just put all the characters in one book and see them in the same world.
Yeah. And well, I mean, if I was told, oh, it sounds a bit doomy, but right, this is probably the last book you'll ever write, I think I would love to hold some kind of huge party where different characters would pop up and meet each other. What fun that
yes,
would
please,
be.
Yes, please, do that anyway. Okay. That'd be amazing. Oh, that'd be fantastic. Do you have a particular favourite character apart from Tracy?
I'm very fond of Hetty Feather, my Victorian foundling girl. And I don't think she'll be happy to just sit on the sidelines for too long. I think she might bob up unexpectedly in a book in the future. That's a hint.
Oh, lovely.
Certainly not my mum, Tracy Beaker, because she'd be, I know, 150 or something.
Maybe Jess can find a book.
Yes.
And it's got Hetty in it.
Yeah, that's right. No, Hetty's not there now. She's retired. I also, you know, looking way back in the past, I've always been fond of a girl called Dolphin, who was in a book called The Illustrated Mum. And it would be, I would hope that she's having a very happy time now. There wouldn't be much for me to write about, but she had such a difficult childhood, and she's the one of my characters that I would like to sort of sit on my knee and comfort her because it's a hard time for her.
I'm sure a lot of girls who read that who are going through a similar thing would have been delighted to just read, like with all of your books, to read somebody going through the same thing as you.
I think that's, well, what I find, if I have something horrible happening to me in my life, I don't ever really feel tempted to read one of those self-help books. What I want to find is a fiction book that where the character is going through something similar. And then I can comfort myself by seeing how this particular person is dealing with this situation. And maybe I could get some tips on how to do it, or indeed some really dire warnings about no, never behave like this character. And so I think if any child is going through a bad time, an unsettled time, or just simply broken up with their friend at school and suddenly in that horrible position where you haven't got anybody to sit next to, then I'd like them to see that they're not alone. This happens to heaps of people. And it's a bit like I'm metaphorically holding out a hand and saying, it's okay, you'll be all right. And if children are blessed enough reading the books to feel, well, my life's nothing like this, you know, I've got heaps of friends, lovely family, etc., etc., it does give them a little bit of insight into what life can be like for some other children.
Yeah, reading about somebody else's world is a very helpful thing, I think.
It is. Yeah. I mean, this is what I like to do. This is part of the reason why I love to read books so much.
Now, before you go, I've got a quick quiz for you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Now, it's all about your own books. So hopefully this will go well. We'll find out. It's called the name game.
Right.
So you can probably guess. It's all about names. I reckon you'll get this. I reckon this will be okay. I'm going to ease you in gently.
Okay.
In Girls in Love, what is the nickname of Ellie's brother?
Eggs.
Yes, perfect. Great.
Yay!
Thought you get that. Lovely. Okay. What's the real name of Biscuits from Cliffhanger?
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. He's someone McVitie.
He is someone McVitie. I'll give you half a point. Billy.
Billy McVitie, of course.
Can you name the two sisters in Double Act?
Ruby and Garnet.
Yes, I love Double Act so much. In The Bed and Breakfast Star, what was the name of the hotel?
Oh, goodness me. And it's lost some of its letters, hasn't
yes.
it? And I can't remember. What is it?
It's the Royal Hotel.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Or the Oil Huttle, I think. I think Alice would have called it. Lovely. In Cookie, What does Beauty name her pet rabbit? I think this might be quite tricky.
Is this the poor little rabbit who...
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That, do you know, I think that's probably one of the worst things I've ever written about. Scrub it out. What is the name of the rabbit? I don't know.
Birthday.
Oh, Birthday. Yes. Oh,
to be fair, you've written a lot of books.
I have written a lot of books, but these are brilliant questions. Well, now, did you set them?
Yes, I know. I've got one last one. Okay. Now, this is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 6 pointer, I think, depending. Can you name the books in the Hetty Feather series?
Hetty Feather.
Yeah.
Sapphire Battersea.
Yeah.
Emerald Star.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond, because mm-hmm. it's about Hetty. Little Stars, and there's Hetty Feather's Christmas, and then Hetty also pops up in Clover Moon and Rose Rivers.
Yes, you get 2 extra points because I didn't have those down here, but you're right, she is in those.
This is good. Oh, well, I've redeemed myself.
You have. I think I'm going to give you near top marks.
Thank you very much.
Which is pretty good. Pretty good going. Jacqueline Wilson, thank you so much for coming by, Fun Kids.
Oh, thank you. It's been such fun, really.
And we should say everybody needs to go and check out the book right now, My Mum Tracy Beaker. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.